Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 20, titled Pray in the Same Place. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I'm your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. So I was recently cleaning out my basement and organizing as I have been nesting for this baby that is going to be joining my family soon, and I came across this book that I have had for years and have completely forgotten about, which is titled Simple Steps for Meaningful Prayer, written by Leigh Brown. It is written in a way that it has a different tip or thought that you can read one per day, kind of like a mini devotional. And it is such a beautiful book, and it has so many great insights in it. And I was thumbing through it again, I realized how many of these thoughts are ones that really align with what I have found or done in my own life that really has made my connection prayers become deeper and more meaningful. So, with that being said, over the next 5 days, I will be reading a few of these different mini devotional slash thoughts that I would love to share with you. I will link this book for you in the description if you would like to check it out or purchase it for yourself and read all the other thoughts that it offers. Instead of ending our episodes with a today's thought, we will be starting with it as I read from Simple Steps for More Meaningful Prayer. Okay, here we go. Hallowing a special place for prayer and then praying there regularly can help ready our hearts for personal revelation. Robert L. Millay said, "One of the things most needed in our prayer lives is consistency and regularity. Some people find it helpful to pray often in the same place. One man I know set aside a special place in his home, a place which over the years came to be like unto a personal sacred grove. It seemed when he entered that room that he felt a hallowed presence. In fact, that is exactly what had happened over the years, because some of the most profound insights and some of the sweetest feelings and impressions had come to him in that room. It had come to represent almost a holy of holies within his home, which was his temple. As an added benefit, if we have set aside a specific place for prayer, that place itself can serve as a reminder to pray." I loved this and can completely relate to what he is saying here. First of all, back in episode 7, where we talked about creating a sanctuary, I talked about creating a space in our home that can emulate that same type of energy and feeling that we get in the temple. If you missed that episode, I would highly suggest going back and listening to it because it really does give you some good pointers on where to start in creating that personal sanctuary. I also loved how in this devotional it mentions that it is an added benefit of having a specific spot to pray simply as a reminder for us to pray. I gravitated towards doing my prayer journaling in my sunroom for a long time, and it has just naturally become that place for me that I go. And I have found that my kids also have started associating this room with where I journal and pray, and that when I'm in there, they know that most of the time that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to pray, I'm trying to journal, and they need to be quiet and respectful. Obviously, that doesn't always happen. But I do think that it does not only serve myself in having this like appointed place, but that it also is a good reminder for my kids and hopefully an example to them that they actually see me praying and they actually see me writing in my journal and they know that this room has become something very special to me. I do want to always be careful. Sorry, as I'm stuttering over my words, I want to be careful when sharing how I do things, because I really want to make sure that as you are listening to these suggestions, that at the end of the day, you do what feels right for you. I also hope you realize that you don't need an entire room devoted to prayer. It can simply be your bed or your closet. Maybe it's you sitting in your car. It's more the practice of just having an intentional spot, because God is going to meet you wherever you are. For those of you that do have the Hear Him journal, now would be the perfect time to pull that out and continue in more stillness and open mind and a desire to connect with God. Love you guys.